Well, Andy, how are you feeling then? It's like Christmas Eve for you?
Yeah, obviously it's exciting. You do all your hard work in pre-season, it all sort of builds up to this one day on Saturday. So yeah, looking forward to the start and starting getting underway at my new club.
Paul Dickhoff said it was a lively training session this morning as all of you guys tried to make sure you're on the starting list at the weekend.
Yeah, I think my team came out on top, so I was quite happy with that. Important on the yellow jersey morning and he performed well, and yeah, I think everyone's sort of looking for a starting place on the weekend, but I think the training sessions every day for me have been pretty lively, so I've been quite impressed with the standard of training and hopefully we can carry that through into the league.
How have you found working with Paul Dickhoff as a former striker himself? How have you found working with him since you've arrived?
Yeah, it's been different in pre-season because we haven't had a lot of time spent together, but certainly more recently we've done a few more striking sessions, which has been good. I mean, we spent a bit of time after training today doing a bit of finishing. It's fun learning from people that have obviously played and scored at the highest level, like the gaffer has.
Because even at this stage of your career, having scored goals on a regular basis, you must still be looking to pick up little bits and pieces wherever you can find them.
Yeah, I'm always listening and learning to different people. I think I've learned more towards the back end of my career than I did at the start. I think when you get a bit older and wiser, you realise that you don't know everything and you need to learn things, and it's easier to pick up things when you're sort of a bit wiser and know what you're looking for and know what you need to improve on.
Do you feel in some ways you want to prove something this season? Because we know Swindon didn't offer you a new deal despite all the goals you scored for them last season. Do you feel you can come here and kind of say this is what you're missing almost?
No, I understand why me and Swindon had we'd had discussions in November. It wasn't like they didn't just offer me a contract. There was an obvious reason why we couldn't discuss terms, and I didn't feel like I had anything to prove. I think 22 goals last season was point proven enough to everyone, and now I've just come here for a new challenge, and hopefully the only thing I've got to prove is just to the Donny fans up here how good I can be on the pitch and hopefully score goals for them.
Yeah, because they'll be looking at you, won't they? They'll be saying, well, you got 22 last season, how many can you get this season?
Yeah, I mean, I can only ask that they can be patient. It might not come on the first day as much as I'd like it to be, you know, probably hat-trick opening day of the season, but that doesn't usually happen. So yeah, I mean, it took me, I think, 9 games to get off and running at Swindon last time when I first joined, and I think last season I was a bit quicker, but you know, it varies. But as a striker, I just back my ability that over the course of the season I'll score enough goals and hopefully win them over.
How do you assess the strike force here at Doncaster then? You're part of it. How do you assess you and the guys in and around you fighting for the same shirts?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, we've got sort of 3, maybe 4 now really good strikers at this level, and being impressed. We had a little bit, not a great deal of time with all of them, but a little bit of time with all of them to see that they've all got good qualities that they can bring to the team, and you know, all good in front of goal. And on top of that, we've got some great threats coming forward from attacking midfield and wide and stuff. So I think the attacking options we'll have this season will be really good.
Because lots of fans will also look at it from the outside and say, what should we be trying to achieve this season? Lots of them are phoning us and saying playoffs are achievable this season. What do you think, having assessed the side here and the other clubs as well?
Yeah, it's hard to assess the other clubs when there's a lot of new clubs in the division and you haven't really seen, obviously quite a lot of people have chopped and changed over the season, so you don't really know what other teams are going to be like. But when you look after yourselves, you think you got set your goals quite high, and I'd like to think that we'll be up there in the mix of it in and around the playoffs at least. And you know, I haven't come here just to sort of sit around the mid-table. I want to get promoted out of this league.
Because it's, I guess as well, the squad is quite, it's got a lot of young players, and it's also got experienced guys like yourself who've played in this division. So again, that adds expectation, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's got a good mix. It was weird this time last year. I think I was 4 years older than any other player in the team, but this time there's a lot of older pros here to sort of mix it with in training, and you know, you bounce off each other, and they can help and guide the younger boys that we've got here. And we've obviously got quite a few inexperienced ones as well, and hopefully they can listen and learn from the older boys, and together we can sort of guide Donny up the table.
Have you got family coming this weekend then for the opening day? You have family and friends coming to watch?
Yeah, I've got a few coming. Not everyone's coming this weekend, but over the course of a few weeks, obviously it's quite far for most of them to travel, so I think they'll be staggering who comes and when over the season.
Sharing it out between them, sharing the petrol money.
Exactly, yeah.
What about the keep mode as well? Last season it wasn't the strongest of fortresses. It's something that I know Paul Dickhoff will want to improve this season. How do you assess, I guess, that challenge ahead?
Yeah, to be honest, last season isn't something that concerns me. I've heard a few fans every now and again in pre-season having a little bit of banter about sort of winning at home. I don't think I can sing the song that they sing on the radio. But it's a different team for me this season. I think we've signed enough players, and enough players have departed to know that you don't have to worry about that song. Maybe 10 games in, if the sort of same form continued, you could start singing it again. But I think you've got to start with a clean slate at the start of the season and hope that, you know, we can start well and do well at home and make this a bit more of a fortress than it was last year.